You mentioned that you retired early from examining because you were ill. What was wrong?
Yeah, I retired when I was 58. I should have waited until I was 60. But I had a couple of very bad years of health, mostly connected with hearing, which really caused a good deal of trouble, pain and giddiness, and a gradual decrease in the very minimal hearing I had anyway. And this was a considerable problem. And it won't get a bit depressed if you can't hear, especially in meetings and so on. And I was getting worse and worse. And I went to the various consultants who looked after me down in the very fine Oxfordshire hospitals. And they said, you know, you really ought to think of packing it up. It's getting you down a bit. That was in 1987 or 88. And so they let me go a couple of years early. But that was principally because of hearing difficulties and associated tinnitus and inability to hear. I couldn't hear in the left ear since early 60s. So that's quite a while ago now, isn't it? Over 40 years, almost 45 years ago. And it was, I think, a combination of the usual effects of problems with balance, hearing and so on, noise.
Were you imagining that you would become a full-time writer?
No. I wrote a good many of the books, the Morse books, before then. I didn't write really all that much afterwards, I suppose. Well, quite a few. But by then the television had come along and sort of doing things like plots and not writing screenplays, but doing an awful lot of work with screenplay writers about getting stories correct. No, I don't think I've ever been... I've never been a writer who sits and... You know, can't help but write from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. No. I occasionally wrote a page a day, and out of a fit of madness, I would write two pages a day, but not much more.
But the Morse television series then began while you were still in examining?
The Morse television series began, I think the first one was in 1986 or 87, when I was still working, yes. I think so. I'm not quite sure on the dates, but certainly that was, I think, 1986 or 87 when they came along to see me and said they were thinking of